And as we like to say, Dan Burns will help you keep it running. Dan Burns is an ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. He is with us via the phone today, not because you're afraid of our weather, but you've taken some time off, haven't you, Dan?
I actually am afraid of the weather.
I take that back.
Yeah, I had originally planned to drive. I'm in Colorado, and I had originally planned to drive home on Friday to be there for the radio show, and we got stuck in Colorado. I was afraid to come across, and a good thing, because Interstate 76 was closed and Interstate 80 has been closed. So
you made the right choice.
I probably would have been stuck in a hotel somewhere. So this is better. At least I'm at my house.
Absolutely. Well, very good. All right. Well, Dan Burns, if you're new to the show, Dan has been with us here on CCO for over 20 years, helping you out prior to your bringing your vehicle, your car, truck, or van into your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. He will give you some idea of what might be wrong with it. So, and we always say that, Dan, it's always good to be armed if you're going to bring in your vehicle for service. At least, if you have somewhat of a good idea, that helps everybody, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, the more information we can get, the better, that's for sure.
We were talking earlier, given our winter storm warning, as you've been hearing, we're expecting maybe by the time it's all over, 10 to 15 inches of snow. That winter storm warning goes until 7 p.m. Sunday. And this afternoon, Mike Lynch tells us another 6 to 8 inches. This is just this afternoon happening. I was wondering how many people have taken off their snow tires.
Well, I've been lying to people for 2 weeks, haven't I, Denny?
I guess.
It should be fine now. And so I'm not going to tell that lie again today. Leave your snow tires on.
Exactly. We will.
Not too many. You know, we've taken a few off.
Have you?
It's been, yeah. Yeah, so most people have left them on yet.
And it's the highs are going to be probably low to mid. In fact, by Friday, we expect highs of around 47. So there's going to be some more melting going on on for sure. I was reading some text messages that we did not get to. I want to alert our listeners, if you have a car care question, and before you get stuck in some snow, why don't you call us or send Dan a text. Our phone number, we've cleared the lines, 651-989-9226. Or if it's easier, send a text, 81807, 81807. Dan Burns will answer your car care questions till about 7:45 or so when Jack Farrell comes in with his wine chat. What are people looking? I was thinking about, you know, people getting ready for spring or summer driving, but maybe they're not doing that yet at Lloyd's Automotive. What have you guys been working on there?
Well, they aren't doing their spring stuff yet, but it can't be too far off, can it, Denny? And, you know, with all of the seasonal stuff comes the people being reminded that, you know, it's time for normal maintenance. The car has been pretty much neglected all winter because it's cold and uncomfortable to get out and do anything on it. And so in the spring, it's always time to think maintenance and think, the kids are getting out of school and we're going to be taking a summer trip, so it's time to get it ship shape again. And if you do seasonal things to your car, like put snow tires on, it's time to probably get that scheduled too, to get those off. And for normal spring maintenance would include tires, of course. Be sure that the tires are good for your road trips this summer.
Sure.
And then all the normal maintenance, fluid maintenance stuff, check your owner's manual, see how many miles are on your car. Most owner's manuals have a chart right in the manual that will line up with how many miles are on your car, and that's what needs to be done. If you haven't done the stuff, in previous mileage intervals, you better go back and do those too. But stay caught up on your mileage interval, and I preach this every time we talk about it, but the people that do maintenance are the ones who spend the least money with me. So
I bet that's true.
And that's just true.
Yeah, I bet
so
it is.
Skipping maintenance is not the cheapest way to go, that's for sure.
651-989-9226 is the phone number for Dan, or send him a text, 81807. Let's see who's first up here in the phone line. Marlene is calling from Blaine. Good morning, Marlene. What's your question for Dan?
I have a four-door 2005 Chevy Cobalt with about 103,000 miles on it. The other day, I noticed rust on the lower part of all four doors. Where can I take it to have the problem resolved, and is it worth the expense? The interior of the car is clean, and I've taken care to make sure that all mechanical problems are repaired as soon as possible.
Yeah, they're, you know, I'm not a body shop, but I do see that all the time. And the message that you're going to get from the body shop is that it won't be worth the cost of the repair to take care of it. First of all, they're not interested in chasing rust around the car because they can't stop it. Once, what's really happening is it's not that the rust is coming from the outside of the door. It's that the rust is on the inside of the door, and it's coming through. Right. And so what you're seeing is the finished result of the rust, you know, for many years has been working from the inside, and now it's coming to the outside. So there's no way to work on it from the outside and take care of that. It would, you know, require replacing all four doors, quite frankly, and that's, you know, far too expensive to get after. So I think the best thing you can do now is keep it clean the best that you can. Keep the inside of the door panels clean also when you wash it this spring. You know, try and get all the salt off the inside of you know, where the lip rolls under the door. Get all the salt out of there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just live with it the way that it is. Keep driving it till it gets too bad and you're embarrassed, and then it's time to get a new car.
There you go. That's true. That's so true how that rust takes over.
You pass it on to a college kid, and they're happy to have it. So
kind of like Tony. I keep doing that same thing with the rust on his vehicle. You know, you can fix it up aesthetically for a while, and then a month or two later, it shows through. So there's not much.
Or even it's probably even longer than that. It probably lasts
maybe
a season.
You know, something like that.
Next summer, you have to do it again and patch it up one more time till he graduates.
As soon as the snow goes, we'll do that. All right, Dan, I got to put you on hold. We have to take a quick break here, but folks are calling in and they're texting in as well. If you have a question, a car care question for Dan, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Car Care Show here on CCO. 29 and overcast and windy in the midst of a winter storm warning. 10 to 15 inches of snow, blowing snow before it's all over. Well, as I said, we're talking car care with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And for those that love that Grand Avenue as I do, where are you located there, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria, of course. And on Grand Avenue, going to be filled with snow again, but that's all right. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call. I think Big Nick will be there this morning at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Very good. We're looking at some text messages here, Dan. Here's the first one, then we'll get back to the phones. How many miles can I go, texter says, between a timing belt change on my truck? It was last changed at 110,000 miles. I have 186,000 on it now. Texter says, thanks and drive safely. What do you think about that text?
Well, I think another 110 is probably what the manufacturer would recommend. There's no reason that the replacement belt and parts should fail, you know, any more prematurely than the original equipment one. So I think if you made it 110 the first time, and depending upon what kind of car it is, that might be what they recommended. Sometimes they're recommended at 90, but I would check the maintenance or the, you know, the manual and see when they recommend changing it. And if it's 90,000 miles that they recommend changing it, you're getting close. If it's 110, then you've got a ways to go yet.
All right. Very good. Texter says, and we get the similar questions from time to time, is there an issue to use conventional oil and then go to synthetic or back and forth? Is there a problem with either of those?
You know, it's a great question, and it's not as complicated of a question as it used to be, because conventional motor oils have gotten so good that they're pretty darn near synthetic anyway. So, but at any rate, you can mix and match them. You can switch back and forth. You can do whatever you want, and it's just fine.
As long as you change them regularly, right?
Change it regularly. Yeah. The most important part is stay on the schedule. But they're all good quality now, and that's how cars have gotten to run such long mileage intervals, and which I don't necessarily agree with, but the manufacturer thinks so. But at any rate, oils and filters have both gotten pretty good.
Yep,
so that's good news.
Right. Good news. Let's go back to the phones. Bill and Henriette is on the line. Bill, you're on with Dan.
Hi, good morning, Dan and Denny. Dan, I have a 2014 Ford Focus, and I've got It's I think it's called the traction control, where it will not allow my wheels to, like if I start spinning my front tires, it will not allow me to actually spin them more than I would like to if I'm stuck. Is there any way to turn traction control off?
You know,
thanks, Bill.
There is oftentimes a way to turn off the traction control. It'd be a button on the dash, and I'm not sure on your particular car what the button looks like or what it is, but oftentimes you can turn that off. So I think that my advice would be check your owner's manual, you know, look up traction control. It'll explain it to you. And the traction control is usually part of the anti-lock brake system. It uses the same sensors, to operate. And but most of the time there's a button that you can turn off the traction control.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Bill. Just for our listeners, Dan and you, we're getting an update from Mike Lynch and the weather coming up in just a minute or so. So we'll let you know on that news. Texter says, I got new struts on my vehicle 2 months ago, and when I turn on my turn my steering wheel, it still makes a rubbing noise. Is that common with new struts?
No, it's not. That's a problem, and you'll need to take it back and have them look at that. That with the struts, with replacing the struts, or when they replace the struts, oftentimes not replace the mounts on top, and in those mounts is a bearing as part of that turn plate, so that the wheels and the struts can turn. And if that bearing is bad and making noise, that'll need to be replaced. But no, if you had your struts replaced, it should be quiet. So I'm not saying, and it's not necessarily, the noise is not necessarily related to the struts, but there's a good chance that it is. And you need to take it back and have them take another look at it so they can take care of that for you.
And before we break, Dan, kind of a funny text. Somebody heard you mention that you're stuck in Colorado because of the weather and the highways closed. But the texter says, we are also stuck in Denver visiting our kids, supposed to leave today. What's the name and location of your son's shop?
Oh.
Now, you, for those that don't know, you have a son that's in the business, too, in Denver.
I do. He's got two shops in Denver.
Oh.
One is called Downing Street Garage, and the other is called Leo's Repair. And they're both near downtown Denver. So,
right. Yeah. Just in case you need it on the way back home.
In case you need
home.
Help, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But be safe. Dan, we'll take a quick break here. Dan's going to be with us for about another 10 minutes or so, 10 or 12 minutes. So if you have a question, call it. Call us at 651-989-9226. Or again, send a text, 81807. We'll catch up on more text messages when we come back here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He happens to be in Colorado because of highway closings in other parts of the country. But, Dan, we have callers, we have texters, so let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave today. Chad has an interesting question, I think, for you. Go ahead, Chad. Dan's listening.
Hi, Dan. Chad from Stillwater. Say I'm mid-40s, just started as a diesel mechanic, and I'm wondering, what have you done over the years, or what do you do to keep your body in shape? Because this is difficult work.
Yeah, well, Dan, you're a pretty active guy, I know.
Well, and that is what I do, is stay in shape, you know, along with the hard work that I do. I stay in shape, and that's part of the reason why I continue to do what I do, is because I'm 60, I'm old now, but I keep doing it because I find that it's good for me. But, Denny, as you know, I run and I swim and I ride bike and I ski and I try and keep my weight down, and I just do all the things that keep the human body healthy, and I find that work is one of those things. Now, to be fair, a diesel mechanic is dealing with much heavier stuff than we are.
Oh, yeah.
And also, to be fair, I don't do the heavy line stuff anymore either. I don't have to pull engines or head gaskets apart. Maybe the final finishing piece of that answer is, there's a time to hire young help, and that's what I do. And I let us older guys, you know, take care of the other stuff that needs to be taken care of as well.
Well, so they tell me, Dan, that 60 is the new 40, so that should make you feel better.
That does make me feel better, and I watch you. You're kind of my mentor on that. I'm watching you age gracefully, and so I'm gonna learn from you. That's for sure.
I'll tell you, there'll be $20 waiting for you when you come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell you what, there's a thank you, Chad, for that call. Interesting question. I appreciate that. Was a good one. 04 GMC 2500 texter says has a gas smell, but has no sign of leaking or dripping. Any thoughts from you?
Well, you know, there doesn't have to be any sign of it. If it's a Jeep, I'm sure that it's leaking from the fuel rail somewhere, because it's very common on those. But just a little drop of gas makes a tremendous smell. So trust your nose. If you're smelling gas, there's really a leak somewhere. And if you can't find it yourself, if it's leaking so much that it's dripping on the ground, it's dangerous. So if that's the case, don't drive it. But if you're just smelling it and you're sure of it, then first of all, don't park it in the garage, and secondly, get it in as soon as you can, because it can be a dangerous situation. But the good news is a little bit of gas makes a big smell. So get it in and have it taken care of.
Okay. Texter says, Dan, thunder and lightning now in New Prague, Minnesota. How about that?
Wow. Yeah.
A mixture.
Well, that's good. Get it out of there before I come home tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Texter says this has a 2007 Saturn relay. Intermittently, it will lurch when starting from dead stop at the stoplight, etc. The shop has flushed the transmission fluid and driven the car around, but it still is intermittent, evidently, the transmission. Any ideas there?
I do, and it might not be good news. You've done what you can, which is change the fluid. There's all sorts of seals, solenoids, and valves in a transmission, and it sounds like one of them is sticking and failing, or it's either sticking or the fluid is leaking by one of the seals. In either case, it's probably not good news, because the next thing would be to the first thing you should just take it in and see if electronically there's anything wrong, or electronically there's anything they can do to it. If there's not, if it's a mechanical problem, then the next repair would involve taking the transmission apart and, you know, finding that problem, which everybody's going to want to completely rebuild the transmission if they do that. So, but that's probably not good news.
Not good news. Here's another text, Dan, a 2005 TNC van. Told front end noise is a sway bar issue, but not a safety issue. What are your thoughts on that? You think that's true?
It's true. Until it breaks. The noise is that the sway bar link is loose. It's like a ball and socket, and that ball and socket is rattling as you go over bumps, and which means it's loose. The sway bar is put on a car because the two front wheels have independent suspension, and they want to connect them, the two of them, a little bit, so that when you're going around a sharp curve or in an emergency situation, so that they both react the same. And if that sway bar link is completely broken and disconnected, then the two front wheels are not connected in any way. They're completely independent, and that can create a handling problem. So short term, you know, it's certainly safe. Long-term, you'll probably want to get that taken care of.
I think, Dan, we have time for one more text, and it goes like this. I heard you don't change the strut bearing when replacing struts. Why would you not replace the bearing / mount if you're already in the front suspension?
Well, that's a good idea, and that's what I would probably recommend. It does not always get done that way. First of all, it makes it quite a bit more expensive. You know, that bearing plate is expensive. To replace it, and if it's quiet in the first place, then it's not just the bearing; it's oftentimes the whole plate, and it's more complicated to replace it. But oftentimes, we do recommend changing them, especially on a model car that we find to be problematic that way. So that's a good question, and That's not a very good answer, but I guess my real answer would be I probably would recommend changing them when you change a strut because it's a big job in the first place.
Dan, we have to run. We wish you a safe drive back home, and we'll talk to you
that
one,
sounds great.
Yeah, 1 week from today, I hope. And how do we get in touch? What's the phone number? Because I know Big Nick is there today. What's
yeah, it's 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Be safe. We'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Thanks, Denny. Bye.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.